It's been dry and warm so far this year in much of California's almond country. That's raised questions about whether growers should already be irrigating. Hello, I'm Owen Taylor, editor of AgFacts Tree Crops. Here's a snippet from this week's issue, comments from David Dahl, who's the pomology farm advisor in Merced County, who advocates a bit of restraint for anyone thinking about pumping water, at least right away.
I've been getting a lot of questions that people should be irrigating at this point, and it's important to realize that irrigation should be based on tree demand and soil moisture status, and we haven't had a lot of rain. So I can understand why people are concerned about that, but trees at this point are only using about 40 to maybe 50% of transpiration, or ETO, evapotranspiration.
So can you give them a definite answer?
Well, we had a couple inches of rain not too long ago, and so we're using maybe 0.3 inches a week. On heavy ground, I think there's sufficient moisture. I think in some of the sandier soil, there's probably enough to get us through. So generally, I've been very conservative about suggesting we need to irrigate. I mean, a lot of people are saying they want to get moisture into the ground because of X, Y, and Z. And although it's important to have adequate moisture for the tree to match the demand of the tree, the only difference between irrigating now and irrigating later is that you might have to start earlier later if you don't irrigate now. And you also will lose the ability to capture any moisture that comes as rain if you apply too much water now. I'm not generally an advocate of irrigating at this point unless soil is dry and there's indication that you need some moisture, either through hand probing or neutron probe, our soil moisture measure. Just to irrigate for the sake of irrigation is, I think, because your neighbors are doing it, can create problems. It can create soil saturation that's conducive for Phytophthora. It can create wet soils that then get compacted as you get ready to apply your bloom sprays. I mean, the list goes on and on. So only if it's needed is kind of my guideline. I do have a level of concern. I'm hoping that we get a little bit more rain before bloom. But, that's the case where if we don't get any more rain, people are going to be irrigating a lot earlier this year to match the demand of the trees, which really won't pick up until we start seeing leaves on the trees. Essentially, over the period from bloom to about 4 weeks out, you go from a crop coefficient of about 40% to somewhere around, 80 to 90%. So you get a nearly doubling in the water usage of the tree just because of the increase of leaf out that shortly follows bloom.
For anyone who wants to receive our weekly report on California tree crops, especially if your focus is on almonds, pistachios, or walnuts, sign up at agfax.com/subscriptions. That's agfax.com/subscriptions. The subscription, by the way, is free. Thanks very much.